description. The UUID is the identifier of this component.
I have a quick question. Is this based on the ONF model?
Yes.
And can we maybe provide some references to that? Is it pretty consistent?
Yeah. One
thing I would suggest though is not just calling this a WAN model. It should really be a generalized connectivity model, connectivity service model. Because it's not just WAN, it doesn't have to be just WAN.
Yeah. The models here is quite abstract. They didn't have their parameter which describe their service. But the property here is more general. When reference is needed.
Andy, I assume part of where you're going, at least what I'm thinking, is how does this fit in with the existing service component model or topology models? You know, are we talking about new objects or subclasses of existing, et cetera?
Yeah, exactly. And are we reapplying different aspects of the ONF model? Because even the MEF connectivity model is based on the ONF TAPI model. That's related to the ONF core model, but we really want to make sure that this, you know, kind of aligns and understand how it aligns to ONF. I think that would help everybody.
Yes. I will put the on the wiki later. The ONF referenced. The forwarding constructor is directly from the ONF core information model.
Hey Victor, I'm not paying. Just to let you know, I post a couple chat comment on the chats, but go ahead with your presentation.
Oh, okay. The name is the human readable name for the FC, and the version is the identify for the version of the FC. The description is the additional information for the FC description. The topology is describe the topology of the forwarding construct. The validity value for now is the hub spoke, full mesh, and point to point. The tenor is the tenor information for the FC. Creator is the creator. Endpoint ID, reference to the endpoint of the FC. Each endpoint is described by the FC point. According to this class diagram, we could see that the forwarding construct could connect to the FC point.
You know what might help here, other than just the class diagram, it might help to have an example, show an example of network connectivity, and you know, just based on you know what it looks like, and then show how it is represented by instantiating the classes. That may help people that aren't familiar with the model.
You mean the unique example how to use the We get an example down there.
There you go. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, maybe we're starting with that for folks.
Okay. You mean that we first discuss talk about the proposal here? I will go through all the concepts here first. The forwarding construct is the class which modeled the concentration potential for the forwarding between the interface and the particular specific layer protocol. For example, in the release one, the vault user case, we could use the forwarding construct to describe the overlay VPN or the underlay VPN. In this diagram, we could see that the forwarding construct here is to describe the service, one service, from the CE to CE. And FC point is the forwarding construct point, which is the association of the FC to the interface. That is mean the interface which connect which the which association to the forwarding construct. We could see an examples here. Here is the CE and the interface the which connecting the subnet and the CE. We could use the FC point to describe it. We can see that the forwarding construct connect to the FC point. The FC point could be hosted on the node. Node is a kind of a resource which could be a site or a network element or anything else which could be host of the endpoint or any other node. In this case, the CE is the node. And the site could be the parent node of the CE. Next is the FC root. It is the routing relationship which the FC are described, including the routing between the FC and the link between the network elements and the extension relationship within the network element. We could see that the FC root has the LCX, XEX, and FCX. The LCX is the link connection, which describes the exchange relationship between the network elements. In this diagram, here is the LC. It is the link between the CE and the PE. The XC is the exchange connections. That means it describes the exchange relationship within a node. We could use it to describe the exchange relationship inside a node, such as the CE, PE, or some P node. And the XC point is the exchange connection point. It is the interface which is involved in the exchange relationship. By the way, beside it, we could see that the sub FC is the member to the FC root. The sub FC describes the lower level FC. FC objects support the recursive aggregation relationships such that the internal construct of the FC could expose as the multiple lower level FC objects. Lower level FC could belong to the different domains, which is useful for the cross domain FC. For an example, in the release one multi user case, we could use the FC to describe the overlay VPN. But in the overlay VPN, it could be come from the different domains, such as the come from different providers. So we could divide the overlay VPN to a lower level overlay VPN. Each one of them is come from a specified provider. And here is another relationship. The link connection could depend on the forwarding construct. That means that, for example, the overlay VPN relationship and the overlay underlay VPN relationships. In the release one multi-user case, in the scope of the overlay VPN, the underlay VPN looks like just like a link here. For example, here is the overlay VPN from the CE to CE. Here is the link from CE to CE. Actually, it is based on underlay VPN. So in the scope of the overlay VPN, the link connections between CEs just depend on the underlying. So is the use case example based on the ONAP release one multi-user case. We could see that the here is the overlay VPN. Overlay VPNs connects the endpoints and the FC rules. And the FC rules contains the link connections. And the link connections depends on the underlay VPNs here. Here is the diagram from the overlay VPN and underlay VPN relationship. We could see that the FC route here, the link connection is here, and it depends on the underlay VPN. Beside that, there is a special resource class not shown in this diagram. It is the configurations. Because the class shows in this diagram is abstract, we could use them to describe the a lot of the scenario of the ones, such as the overlay VPN or underlay VPN. We could use the overlay VPN configurations and the FC class here to describe the overlay VPN. And beside that, we could use the underlay VPN configurations and the FC to describe underlay VPN. Just like the configuration is the attachment, we could attach it to the class shown in this diagram. We attach it with the overlay VPN, then the forwarding construct is the describe the overlay VPN. The specified configuration class will be concealed by the specified directory graph SDNC. As we could import the configuration class in the SDC and import the directory graph in the SDNC directly, new one scenario could be topped to the ONAP after the version released. So with all the building block here, we could import the configurations and the and the directory graph to express the new scenarios of the want. Okay, go back to this page.
Sorry, I don't understand the direct graph. Can you explain better what you said at the end? The specific configuration class will be consumed to do that.
Okay, you mean the explain the configuration class again? The configuration class is the resource which contains the parameters about the specified one scenario, such as the overlay VPN parameters, or the underlay VPN parameters, or the tunnel, or VXLAN, or something else. When one service component and one service resource shown in this diagram could contains the one or more configurations here, we could in the design time, we could use the FC class to describe the overlay VPN, for example. Connect the forwarding construct to the configuration class, which contain the parameters about the overlay VPN. That means the all the class here is abstract, and the parameters is described by the configurations. we could use the abstract class and the configuration to describe the different scenario of the one service.
So sorry, the field, the discrimination is the overlay type. So what is the discriminator for choose for the different configuration files?
The configurations contains the key and values. We could use the key value to describe the parameters. Or we could derive the specified configuration from the configuration based, and we could add the specified properties there for the new scenario of the one service. We could explain the configuration class in the data model later. In the information models, the forwarding construct have the property shown in this chart. The topology we just talk about it's contained the hotspot, full mesh, and point to point values, and the endpoint ID here is the reference of the endpoint of the FC, and the FC root ID is the FC root here, and the configuration ID is the just the we talk about the configuration class. We could use the one or more specified configurations, and the FC points. It has the of the four common property here, and the interface is the associate interface. Address could be the IP address or the MAC address associated to the interface. Hotspot route is affected when the topology of the forwarding construct is the hotspot mode. We could use the hub or spot to demonstrate FC point road in the topology. And the node ID is the reference to the which node is the FC point host on. It is the described by this relationship. FC point could be host on node. And the configuration. Every class here had the configuration ID, which is the contain the specified configurations. Node also has the address. Address could be the IP address or the MAC address. Vendor is the vendor information of the node. And the parent node ID. We could see that the node is recursive. It could be a host on another parent node, just like here. Psi is a node and the C is a node. So this C is host on this side. And the FC root, it contains the XC, LC, and FC. So it could it contains the three referenced ID of them. And the link connection also had the topology, which describe the topology of the link connections. And the FC ID is the FC which the link connection depends on. It is the describe the this kind relationship, the link connection depends on FC forwarding construct. It's used for the overlay underlay relationship here. Endpoint is reference to the endpoint of the link connections. It is the link connection connects to the X point. Is the exchange relationship inside the node. So it also contains the M port, and it could be hosted on the NEID. NE is the node's ID. And XC point is the exchange connection point, which could be connected to a link connection and XC. It also has the hotspot route and the interface associated to it. And it also hosts on another node. Here is the configuration based. We could use it to contain the parameters, which could describe the specified one scenario. We could use the parameters to contain the configuration. It could be a key value pair. The deployer is the use for the directed graph to demonstrate how we deploy the configurations. The lower order will be deployed first. The configuration also could have the, its own sub configurations. Here is the data models. The user defines it is the name value pair. It is used for the configuration based class. And the we define the four capability here, which is the describe this diagram. First is the host. It is the capability such like host on. And part of it is the capability for the contains. And dependable is the capability for the depends on, and virtual linkable is the capability for the forwarding construct, which make it could be linked by another service component. And the relationship is the corresponding to the capability above. Host on is the host, contains is the for the part of, depends on is the for dependable, and virtual links to is for the virtual linkable. Here is the node height for the class we just described in this diagram. This is the basic class, the service component one. It contains the he's the basic class for the cluster or below. Resource is the basic class for the resource component, and this is for the service component. So this is a resource component based. Here is this is the one service component based. Resource node is the one resource. So he's derived from the one resource based here. FC point, XC, and just corresponding to the information modeled. We could see that we could have the resource service component to describe the one serviced. This is the all about the design time data model of the one serviced.
Thank you.
Mapping.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Thanks, Lingli. Mapping, do you know if ONF already create the task model for this yet? The reason is I'm asking because when we discussed with them, when I said we, meaning when a year ago, more than a year ago, about 2016, when ONF, Etsy, and other SDOs get together to create the model, we agree to create what we call touch point. And they expose some of these touch points that you highlighted, but not the detail level that you're showing here. So I think from ONAP, what we need to make sure is that we identify or reference to those touch points, and then confirm with ONF if they already defined the model. If they have not, we can consult with them to see if they plan to build that model for us. Me personally, to go in, not understand the whole ONF structure, to build a model for them, I think that'd be too risky that we could make an error. I would feel comfortable in asking them to build something for us.
Is there anybody from ONF here on the call? Or do we have to coordinate, perhaps, you know, to ask them to also present and participate in this discussion, to say? Because I see, multiple questions related to alignment or, you know, correspondence to ONF efforts and specification.
It doesn't matter where we do the work. I think the first question is, do we know they have a working model in Tosca or has concept like what Maopeng has proposed? If they do, maybe we can review and see what we can improve or support it. If they have not, maybe we can invite them to this call and do the work together. But we don't have the expertise to really build for them the level of detail that Maopeng is suggesting. Because from what I see, the minimum what we need to make sure is that we identify the point, what we called it, the forward construct, forward construct port. And those are the some of the basic points that I call it touch point, that we need to make sure that between our network service descriptor or service descriptor know how to touch the ONF part, but we don't go into the detail.
I think what we're trying to do here is actually to augment the service modeling part to enable ONAP's core modules like SDC service orchestrator and also SDNC to be able to orchestrate SDN services like SD1, etc. So I think we do not necessarily depend on outsourcing ONF to do the model, but we need to actually define the model for implementation according to our release cadence. So yes, we can of course do to outreach into ONF to be aware of or collaborate with them, but I wouldn't like to suggest that we rely entirely on them to define the core model. If there's stable specifications that would meet our requirements for use cases, and that would be a perfect input to our discussion. And I would like Joyao to clarify the status. I think it should be based on his proposal from the core information model from ONF, and provide more clarification on Tosca, perhaps Tosca, the data modeling part, and also the API model that was later developed from ONF called TAPI. I think those are the two questions I think we need further clarified, and make sure that we're not getting divergence of the industry, right?
Yes, but we have to be extremely careful. Like, for example, what Maopeng showed on the screens, we began to build using their attributes and build it ONAP types, right? And that could be later on, could be a problematics in collisions, because we are using one types and they are using different types. And when someone built a product out there, and we would run into a problem of type collisions or sharing the same attributes. So first part, I would like to check, or someone more in ONF. I'm not familiar with ONF. I'm not a member of ONF, attending the ONF activity, but we need to just query a couple questions to them to get better understanding where we are doing, and they can give us at least minimum the guidance on the type names, right? We can build it for them. We don't have to depend on them, but we don't want to reinvent any new type names that they may have already, or the design pattern.
I think that is feasible. I think that we have a lot of people involved in ONF. Why don't we try to just post the question, then ensure that the ONF guys can try to provide contributes?
Yeah, we should probably get Nigel involved too.
Yeah, exactly.
Invite him to participate.
I was suggesting, because Nigel may know, and he can give us some inside tips of where we can double check on this subject. Maopeng, I will post on your page the Etsy touch point where some of this can touch other models, so that we at least minimum, we need to make sure the touch point is working at minimum.
And Tina, if you want also to post your questions to ONF in order that then we can start to, because it's not here, but at least you can provide your input on posting this, and then Nigel can maybe try to comment.
Yeah, I will post my comments on the wiki page under Maopeng's proposal, and then I guess I can invite Nigel into the discussions, follow up on it and see what his view is, and give us some inside tips, suggestion.
Thank you. So I would mark a follow-up action to Zhuo Yao to check for the task definition work status at OLF site. And also I will ask, you know, to contact Nigel to see if he could review the wiki page or consider joining us in our next discussion call on this thread. And thank you. Yeah. I think that would be all for the one service part. Right, Joel, if you, okay, you're quitting your sharing. So let's move on to the next topic on the agenda then. I think it's for network service. Class diagram update. Maopeng online and ready for screen sharing. Let me check. Maopeng, are you online?
I'm online. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
You're okay. I will share my screen now.
Thank you.
Okay. This is I think the last meeting. The meeting requested me to draw the information model, some picture, use Pepis to draw the with to show what the work service. I think this is very complex. This is for the alpha. There is a network service descriptor and the WinF forwarding graph and network service deploy flavor. And also there is the PNF, WinF, and the network virtual link descriptor. This is the main element. And also they use the profile to compose the network service deploy flavor. I think in the release two is if we want to implication all the diagram, it's very complex for us. So I just want to simplify the implication. So I want to as I said, in the last meeting, I wanted to introduce how the WinF connect to the network service descriptor. In the alpha, I think they use the WinF profile and the virtual link profile. They have one to one. They can compose, and also they use the network virtual link connectivity in the virtual link connectivity class. They have the virtual link profile identity, and also has the connect point identity. This component, connect point is exposed by the WinF descriptor. This use the WinF external CP. This is already defined in the WinF information model. And use this, those two parameters as a pair, they can bind to the WinF profile ID. And also use this, the WinF can connect to the virtual link. I think if we do this, it's also very complicated. And it depends the network service deploy flavor. And I just make it further simplify. I think the mainly for us to do is let the WinF external connect point is binding to the network virtual link. It is the basic requirement. Let's use this as the start point. And also this the virtual link external CP connect point is exposed by the WinF descriptor. And these two elements composed to the network service descriptor. I think this is very simple, and it will help us to implicate in the release two. If we want to extend in the next release, we can introduce some complex node to we can discuss. And this is an example for how to do it. This is a virtual network function one. They use external CP. They can link to the network virtual link. There is network link two. That is a virtual link function two. This you also need a connect point to link the networks virtual link one. This is a virtual network function three. It has two connect points. One is linked to the network virtual link one, and the other to the other one. I think based on this, I will introduce the information model. The information model network service descriptor is here. It is from the alpha. This is in the discuss page, and we will do it. I think it's very. This is basic, and another is the network virtual link. It's also from the alpha I put here, and okay. This is the virtual link descriptor and. Virtual network function external CP. It is from the. I think this is already accept in the in this page in the release two. We have discussed in the resource information model so about the WinF descriptor is here, and also the external CP is also already discussed. This is here. This is also in the wiki. I think we can use it, and also this is about the data model. About the data model, we already defined the three nodes. One is for the WinF. I think the WinF also can be a reference to the ATC reference to the resource. Because from I propose that in the resource there is no WinF, so I put here. This is the WinF we want to implicate it. And this is the virtual link. WinF is, I think it is aligned with the SOAR, I think. I have checked with it. I have already checked. Anyone can check it. And another is the network virtual link. This is already from the, this is already, it's aligned with the attributes with alpha. And this, they will provide the capabilities to let the WinF can connect to this, to this. And this is a connectivity type capabilities. It's also the code. And also I can give, I also add the example here. This is for the NS. It is the same with the picture that I showed. There is the, we can, this is the header. And also there is some input. And there is the network, there is the node templates. There is a network which you want to, and there is a WinF 1, 2, 3. They can, the virtual one can bind to the use the requirement can bind to the network series which link to, and also the virtual network functions too can use the requirement to do the virtual link with the network virtual link one, and virtual three can bind to two links, and also it is from the WinF template is example. They can substitute mappings can expose the port and the virtual link. Let the external port can connect to the virtual link. I think this is the basic concept and the basic example for the release two. All the inputs now is in the wiki. I think in the last meeting, I already showed it. I just simply my some example and add the picture. And I don't receive any comments to now. If we have some more, if we have some more concerns. Concern to me. I think this model, I think already is implicated in the ONAP release. Well, we just want to enhance it and introduce the network service to make it more standard. That is all my proposal. Okay.
Oh, thank you,
Wolf. This is a pitch. Okay.
So you're actually proposing to implement a simplified version of the network service as defined by ETCNFE I5 mission module for release 2.
Yes.
Right.
Because yes, in the release for the IFA network service is very complicated for the release two. If we apply all the class and all the diagram, it's not possible. So I simplify and make it easy to implication and easy to extend. We follow the concept.
There's a comment, I think. From the chat window, and he suggested that you add. Yeah, put the reference to the IFA well appropriate. So, if there is any attributes that is introduced here prior to territory and not included in the IFA information model.
In the chat, this comments. No. I don't get who's comments.
This is Andy. What I was suggesting is that we need to add some references to IFA into the information model. So not just for the classes, but also on an attribute-by-attribute basis, if we could.
You want to see here? I need to add a globe to which IFA we reference.
Yeah, even in the description would be fine.
Okay, that's no problem. Because the attributes is the same, almost the same. Is IFA, it's easy.
Yeah, but if there's any differences, if you could, in type or cardinality, if you could highlight if there's any differences, that would be helpful.
Okay.
If make sure it's a version 2.41. Maopeng.
Okay. Hello. Yes. I think my proposal is based on the 4.1. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
So guys, I think this proposal is actually targeting for implementation for release 2. And I think if we're okay with the information module, I think we might, to accelerate the review for the data model part, but I didn't see either Antonio or David on the call or anybody from the SDC on team. So perhaps we need to arrange another offline discussion with them and confirm the data model part. And Maofeng, would you add as Andy requested, so that the guys can further confirm it, you know, the alignment with the alpha. Thank you.
Yes, I can add it. No problem.
Thank you. And I'm afraid we are 3 minutes over time now. I don't know, you know, how many people would stay with us. Thing, are you still wanting to present your virtual link?
I have to drop off to go to another meeting, but my colleague Nagesh, if he's still available, he can present it on my behalf or to the team, if the team wish to stay another 15 minutes for discussion.
I'm okay with another 15 minutes. I don't know, you know, whether other people would like to stay. Or Nagesh, he is online, I think, yeah.
Yeah, I'm there, but if team wants to continue, then I can present.
Currently, I'm hearing no objection, so why not you start sharing so that we can get your proposal presented and kick off the discussion.
Okay.
Thank you.
My proposal is in line with what Moping presented now. This proposal is also to simplify the network service virtual link modeling. Is the screen visible?
Yes.
Yeah. This is the concept which we have taken from IFA 14. And as he also explained, the virtual link concept is very complicated. We wanted to simplify, so just wanted to club a virtual link deployment flavor and profile into one, so that all these three information can be modeled as one virtual link, so that we don't miss out any attributes of QoS, service availability or affinity, anti-affinity, bitrate requirements and protocol and such things, so that all can be combined and made one simplified virtual link model. The only thing is there is the deployment network service deployment flavor can have network service levels. So basically the differentiating factor, which we think is just a bitrate requirement, that can go as one of the input for virtual link, so that the virtual link, which when implemented, will be realized based on this input. That is something which we want to bring. So in summary, we want to make it simplified so that NSD will have a virtual link with more attributes in it, which will have both deployment flavor and profile information in it. I'll go to the next one. And this is a snippet taken from the IFA 14. As explained earlier, all these can be modeled as data types within the virtual link. And affinity and bitrate requirements, such things can be modeled as group and policy, and bitrate as an input or attribute at the virtual link level. Maybe when I go further, things may be clear. And this virtual link realization is the responsibility of the orchestrator based on the physical infrastructure which is available. So the physical infrastructure can vary, as we were just now discussing that it could be WAN or it could be anything else. It could be as simple as a subnet. So the realization of virtual link has to be handled from the orchestrator side. That is one of the responsibility I just want to highlight at this point of time. For example, let's take a simple diagram of virtual link. With this, there are two VNFs with two virtual links. And as I can show here in a simplified model, we can implement with one model this virtual link with just a subnet and a router and the network. And the same could be implemented with the two subnet. The virtual link could be implemented with two subnet and one router in between. So, but at this, at the top level, virtual link is just an abstract. And I want to mainly highlight is that there could be multiple way of realization of a virtual link. It could be as simple as this, or it could be as complicated as WAN link between the two VNF if they are geographically separate. So what we want to do is we want to model the virtual link so that the implementation of the virtual link can be easily realized. For that, we are proposing a solution wherein let's take an example of a service template which has a virtual link in between the three components. And that virtual link can be implemented with one approach, with a one service template. And in another case, it could be a different service template with a more complicated implementation. And the Tasca provides a kind of achieve this with the substitution mapping, wherein the service template can have an abstract node defined, and the implementation of that service template can be separate in another service template. So virtual link can be in another service template, and the orchestrator, based on some external input, when they, it can decide which virtual link to be realized. It could be as simple, or it could be a complicated one. And our feeling is that even the WAN link can be modeled as one of the virtual link implementation with the substitution mapping. This is the point which we want to bring it. One is to simplify the virtual link implementation, and also to realize with a different service template using substitution mapping so that the orchestrator can realize it.
Good question. So you mean a virtual link can have multiple IP routing hops?
Sorry, virtual link can have multiple?
IP hops, IP forwarding hops. You show me a router. You show me a router in your service template.
Yes, yes. It is just another implementation. Let's say this two virtual link are sitting on the same subnet, then we might not need one example that it could be just a subnet, virtual link implemented as a subnet. Mm-hmm. In the second case, they are on a different subnet. This is a different VLAN, another is a different VLAN, and for example, and then probably it can be, it basically depends on the physical infrastructure. Then here the virtual link is implemented with a router concept. So this is, so these two are the real implementation. So they are modeled with a different service template, and we can, based on the physical infrastructure, orchestrator can choose one of them. So I'm just giving a very basic example so that everybody aligns with the concept, so that it can be taken for tomorrow for overlay underlay concept, so that they can be implemented based on the infrastructure. Am I clear?
Yeah, understood.
Thank you.
It's clear, and I'm wondering if then we don't need a WAN. In this case, we don't need a WAN link service template, right?
No, I'm just giving an example. Let's say if the if you want to realize a geographically distributed virtual link with a WAN, then probably what all the nodes which I think Victor presented can be implemented as one of the virtual link, and probably realize it with the abstract virtual link.
Okay. Understood. Thank you.
Okay. Can I continue? Okay. And another thing as part of this, we want to just propose that we already discussed with respect to data model presented, but I just noticed that the layer protocol is mentioned as string. I know this is coming from IFA, but we felt it should be a list because it can simultaneously serve both IPv4 and IPv6. Just wanted to make sure that model supports, this model is not limited for because of just with the type of string. With a list, we can specify both IPv4 and IPv6 as a connectivity. Because nowadays, ports can support both IPv4 as well as IPv6 addresses. So this will help, it to monitor, to model better. Any question?
Can you just go back 1 second? I just want to say something on your previous slide. Just 1 second.
I'm sorry, Steve. Are you?
Yeah, I was hoping to quickly look at the previous slide, but it's all right now.
Should I wait or should I continue? I didn't understand. Okay. Also, as I was explaining, this virtual link as such, this model should have two things. One is the virtual link abstract model and the implementation model. I'm not shown here. I've just written this because I knew there's a big lack of time to present, but I can elaborate and add it if required. And for the virtual link implementation, I just want to add to the existing discussion that was there with more information of QoS and service availability and bitrate as the data type, so that the realized virtual link, if required, can support the different quality of service and bitrate requirements according to what I explained to simplify the model. And the last thing is my understanding, as I was explaining, probably we can model WAN also as a virtual link. Then maybe in this we can try to just model as a virtual link. Then we may not need this as a requirement. It can model as a virtual link. Just maybe we can discuss on this. I'm not an expert in this WAN, what ONF model proposed, but this is from my side. Thought good to highlight that. I think that's all I have right now. And I also have a proposal on network service model. Probably this, there's no time now. Maybe I can present in the next meeting. Any comments?
Hey, Natasha, can I make a request? Would you convert your contribution into a wiki page so that people could leave comments on it, and it would be much more easier for checking. Thank you.
Yeah. I'll do that linkly.
Okay. Yes, I see that you're inserting your PowerPoint as a file, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. I have uploaded into one of the input page which Steen shared. If you want, I'll send you the link.
Okay. Yeah, got it. I see that you're raising multiple, I think, proposals here, and I'm sorry that we are running out of time. Perhaps we can, have more discussion next time, or, use email discussions in the meantime.
Okay.
Thank you. And thank you guys for joining us today. I think we have finished all the topics on the agenda. And thank you again for your participation.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, Andy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, Mabel.
Bye.